and he joins us on the line. Bryce from MAFS, top of the morning to you.
Morning, team, and I also want to apologise to producers for losing sleep as well.
Yeah,
sorry, that's probably half my fault.
Mostly your fault, Bryce.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm going to put it to the world that Bryce knew exactly what he was doing with his behaviour during the show, because his name, now there's only one Bryce in the world. We've got a hot Bryce who's our digital guy. Now he's not Bryce. You're the only Bryce.
Look, I'm not the world's best actor. I think we've all found out, but yeah, it wasn't sort of the way I panned out for the experiment to go, but I've had people say to me it's been called Bryce at First Sight and stuff like that, and sorry to Channel 9, it's turned out that way.
Hey, Bryce, first of all, how do you feel about the show coming to an end on Sunday? Are you looking forward to it all being over, or are you kind of a little bit, you know, disappointed that it will end?
Aaron, Melissa and I are going to throw Australia's biggest party on Sunday night at our joint, so we can't wait for it to wrap up.
And why is that? I don't want to, you know, betray your confidence, but you've reached out to me and I've been very vocal about online bullying and that kind of thing and pushing for new legislation. What has your experience been in regards to that, and why is it something that, has it been too much for you? Is it overwhelming?
For me personally, Aaron, it's got to the point lately where it does affect your mental health. I've been pretty strong up until probably the last week or so, but for someone like Melissa's personality that we've all seen on the show, she's a lot more introverted than I am. She's a very quiet, gentle soul, and she has definitely suffered through it all. There's no secret. That's why half the country hasn't heard from her for about a month. But look, we're sort of looking after that for her best interest too. And look, the show is helping her as well. I'm going to put that out there just so that everyone can hear that too. But yeah, I think just we're disappointed with how it's come across to the Australian public. You don't move in together. You don't basically stick around 3 months after the show finished filming if there was nothing ever good there. But unfortunately, we just never got to see it. I know we have time restraints on the show, and look, it's kind of disappointing from our behalf that no one could see that, look, we were a success story from the show and that the show didn't really embrace it as much as we would have liked.
Yeah, look, I just want to make something really clear here, and I say this whenever I talk about it. I'm in the public eye, you're in the public eye, and we've both made decisions to do that, and that will, you know, I think there are more advantages to disadvantages in what we all do. But it's not just criticism that you're angry about, is it? Because I've always said people are not going to like you. If you put yourself in that situation, there's going to be people who don't like you and people who are public about it, and you've got to cop that because you've made a decision to go on a reality TV show, and you've seen over the past few years that, you know, people have an opinion, they invest in it, and they'll be vocal about that. It's when it crosses a line that I have an issue with. So I'm just checking that you're not upset that some people don't like you, are you? Is it when it crosses the line, or are you just upset with the criticism?
Yeah, not at all. I've done radio for 11 years as well, and you get people that love you and hate you when they listen to you. So that's nothing. That's water off a duck's back to me, people saying, oh, you're a dick or you're that. Yeah. That does not affect me at all. But look, on the weekend, we went out in Melbourne, and I'm sure people have seen we were involved in an incident where we got cowed attacked by four people, and that was two men and two women. And look, it ended up with me getting emergency dental surgery. And
my God.
Melissa's sister in hospital getting an operation. So,
whoa.
Yeah, so I think that's when it crosses the line, guys.
Hang on.
Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, tell us, because we're seeing is a bit of vision of you outside a nightclub, you know, and bouncers are sort of pushing you around. But so what happened before that?
Yeah, so just to be pretty clear on it, it's also a police matter now as well. But what I can sort of say is we were in a nightclub. Two men and two women came up and sort of just cowardly attacked us. In the beginning, we thought they had no idea who we were because we were with a group of about 12 people, including Melissa's parents for her sister's birthday. And the first thing I saw was Melissa get shoved to the ground by one of the guys. And then I sort of was like, okay, what the hell is going on? And then I was put in a headlock or hit in the back of the head by one of the females, kind of turned around, shoved her off me. And in the meantime, she went through a glass table, dragged Melissa's sister through it, and then they both got glass through their legs. And so they both got operated on. But yeah, look, people saying it was our fault. People said I spat in a security guard. I never spat in a security guard. I think if I did, I would have been probably king hit to the ground. But yeah, it's just disappointing that you've got gossip pages that can report whatever they want, and people take it as gospel when there's a police report, CCTV footage proving otherwise.
Yeah, so,
that's crazy.
Appalling.
We had no idea that people would go out. Well, it's all. So this is going to be a court case.
Look, we're speaking to the police, and I think it's in our best interest that it probably doesn't get any bigger than what it is, because at the end of the day, Melissa and I just want to return to normal life ASAP. And look, at the same time too, we want to be able to go out with family and friends and enjoy a birthday celebration without being king hit. So,
well, that's a basic right of any human being. And yeah, you're absolutely right. That is appalling. Is
put both of you, and I imagine Melissa possibly even more than you, she's going to be scared to leave the house now.
Yeah, you're probably pretty close to the mark there, Husey. I think she hasn't left the house all week. And look, that's not fair on any human being to just be stuck. Mm. She went through months of lockdown like everyone else in Victoria didn't, to be, I guess, kept in your house now because you're too afraid to go outside in public. It's not a great feeling.
But you know what? I'm going to put it, I'm not on the network, but for me it is on the producers of painting you, and it's obviously you're doing the behaviour on the show, but they're painting you through editing possibly to make you look like a real bad dude, and it ends up with, you know, brawls in nightclubs. I think the producers need to be careful here.
We've had conversations during the week, and look, the producers of the show, the head of the show has been in touch with me, and she's nothing but lovely, and he's checking on our best interests as well. I think they're a bit shocked that they saw the news, because when they saw a video come out on the weekend of us, or more so me being shoved around by a bouncer, they were like, what have you been doing, Bryce? You've been a dick on the weekend. I said, well, hang on. This is what happened. There's medical reports, there's police reports. And yeah, I think when people know the truth, that's probably the better thing to be reported than, look, it's not about highlighting the fact that we were attacked. I think it's just a bit of a cow's attack out of nowhere. And I'm not going to specify who the people were, but at the same time too, it was just disappointing that you just can't enjoy a night out with family and friends.
Well, they should be held to account. And I think,
But also maybe if you watch, people who watch this show, maybe just don't take it as seriously.
Absolutely.
Like if people are that worried about things they're seeing on Maths, like it's a fantasy show. It's even by Bryce's own admission, it doesn't bear any truth to reality of what actually took place.
We jokingly said yesterday it's like
nonsense.
Wrestling.
It's like the WWE.
People on the show are fired up to exaggerate behaviours. Is that fair to say, Bryce, isn't it?
Oh, you definitely mentioned things to you about, like, say, for example, someone said this about you behind your back. And if you don't agree with it, obviously you're going to say something. There's no secret about that. Other people have said that in the past. So hopefully I don't get in trouble for saying that. But at the same time, too, it's like a lot of it is your own actions and your own words. But
Hey,
you're
in a committed relationship with Melissa, because everyone just thinks for most of the time that this is just rubbish just to keep your Instagram followers up. But you're in a committed relationship with her.
Yeah, we live together in Melbourne, guys, and we're very happy. And look, there's no secret about our reports, what we plan to do with our future. And
what is that, by the way, for people who haven't read it? Marriage, bubbers?
The block.
All the above, Aaron. Definitely not the block, Ed. the block might be safer.
And there's real money in the block. You get an actual
genuine money.
Well, all right.
Well, Bryce, thank you so much.
That's exactly right. He's got form. Well, best of luck. Best of luck, Bryce.
And thanks for coming on. And you take care of yourself and Melissa. And you make sure the police hold them to account, because that's appalling.
All right. Susie, Ed, and Aaron.